Yeah, so now that we've heard about what issues are important, we're going to talk about that from a ground level political perspective. And joining us now to share their experiences in appealing to Latino voters and how their respective parties' platforms address those issues are two Illinois-based politicians. State Senator Christina Castro represents the 22nd Senate District, which covers Elgin, Hanover Park, Streamwood, Hoffman Estates, parts of Schaumburg. Hello, Senator Castro. Welcome to the 21st.
Afternoon. How's everyone doing today? Thank you for having me.
Doing well. Thanks for being here. And we also have with us Catalina Lauf, who's a former Republican House candidate for the 14th Congressional District. That's the U.S. House in Illinois, and a former Trump administration official. You might have seen her recently as a speaker at the Republican National Convention. Hello, Catalina. Thank you for joining us as well.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
So, Senator Castro, I'm going to begin with you. Your district is, I gather, 43% Latino. What issues are most important to your constituents?
Actually, it's actually no different than what was discussed earlier. Healthcare, the COVID response. You know, what has been interesting is, given the federal government's lack of leadership in this issue, it fell upon us legislators to really, and our governor, to take the ball and run with it. One of the things that I was a part of, and Sylvia Puente was a part of, is Latinos Unidos looked at how Latinos have been impacted by COVID. As was mentioned, many of them are essential workers, and many of them went to work at the height of this pandemic. Many picked crops, worked at grocery stores, delivered groceries at a high risk to them. And when we look at the government, the federal government's response, it was lackluster. So us in the legislature had to put more resources in communities, making sure more testing was available. I was literally in Carpentersville, which is another part of my district, that is heavily Latino. We got a temporary COVID site there, making sure our federally qualified healthcare facilities had adequate funds, because that's where our Latino populations go. And when they're tested, 83% of those tested end up being positive of COVID. So I think there's been a lot of effort in this state to tackle this issue and a lot of leadership.
Senator, how does the Democratic platform in particular address those issues for Latino voters?
We have a plan. We have a plan. We're committed to this. We're committed to defeating this horrible pandemic. And unfortunately, the current occupant of the White House could have led from the top. And instead, he put it on, governors and legislatures to solve the problem. And that's the thing. We have a plan to defeat this. We all want to go back to normal. If there was some leadership at the top, maybe we would be at normal. But remember, to him, it was supposed to end in March and then in April. He didn't take it seriously. We took it seriously. We've put in the funds so that way we could move forward as a state.
Catalina Lauf, I want to ask you, you recently ran a campaign for a U.S. House seat representing the 14th District. Ultimately, Jim Oberweis won that primary, State Senator Oberweis won that primary. And this is against Congresswoman Lauren Underwood, freshman, who sort of was one of the blue wave Democrats in 2018. Can you tell us about your experience of being a Latina Republican candidate in Illinois?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think, Sylvia's point earlier on, both parties really finally messaging and approaching Hispanic communities and the electorate as a whole is very important. And I think you're seeing a huge rise in Hispanic conservatives or also diverse Republican candidates across the country in different districts, because our districts do change. People do change. And I believe that the representation that we have now in the far left, that is mainly, when they're diverse, when we look at people, women like AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, they don't represent the values of Hispanic Americans like myself. So it was an incredible experience. And, I also want to say that Illinois, as our districts change, there is a growing Hispanic population here, especially in, out here in the suburbs as well. So I think that there's huge opportunity for Republicans, especially Republicans like myself, to go into these communities, have that peer-to-peer messaging, and talk about how conservative values and Republican values are really for all Americans, including the Hispanic electorate.
Did your appeal specifically to Latina and Latino voters differ from the way you appealed to other demographic groups?
You know, I think a big thing is just, you know, talking to people, having open conversations. And, you know, I did that a lot in different areas here in the Hispanic community, because like Sylvia mentioned, a lot of these communities just haven't been approached by either side. And so a big thing is just opening up a conversation and then really, you know, the Hispanic media or, you know, Democrat legislatures that like to kind of manipulate and put this administration out of context, really, you know, almost combating a lot of these lies and showing the facts was a huge motivation of mine, because the Hispanic electorate deserves to know the truth, deserves to know how President Trump has delivered for all Americans, including the Hispanic population. And that's just not, that's being untold.
And we heard, Catalina, we heard earlier that Sylvia was talking about how important COVID-19 is and how disproportionately that has affected Latinos and Latinas in the United States and in Illinois. I mean, what in President Trump's record, in your view, suggests that Latinos would be better off with him as the COVID-19 crisis continues in this country?
Sure. I'll talk a little bit before about prior to COVID. You know, under this administration, we saw GDP among Latinos increase from $1.7 trillion in 2010 to $2.3 trillion in 2017. You know, Hispanic businesses rose by 26%. We have an economy that was thriving under the administration. Net worth for Hispanic individuals was growing, I think, up to 60%, low unemployment rates for the Hispanic community. So to paint an idea of what this administration has delivered from an economic perspective, those facts are there. Now, turning on to the COVID crisis, you know, I would disagree with the senator's assessment. It's not a fair assessment to say that the federal government is solely responsible to, you know, completely eradicate this from a federal level. You know, the governors and the state legislatures had to have a skin in the game here, and they did not deliver on that. And on top of that, we're looking at a huge economic downturn because governors and the state will not open up the economy. That really hurts small businesses like the Hispanic community. And we need to get people moving. We need to get people back to work. And we need to have these businesses open. And then my final thought here, I want to say also, not only from the COVID crisis, but, you know, Hispanic voters really will care and will continue to care about law and order. You know, people like my mother, who left Guatemala, not only because of a poverty situation, but also because of crime. You know, we're seeing higher crime rates in the state of Illinois, and many of that came from after these violent protesters, which the Democrat Party refuses to condemn.
Okay, we're running out of time here, so I do want to bring Senator Castro back into the conversation.
Sure.
I wonder what if you have any response to what we've just heard from Catalina Lauf there.
Well, I kind of find it interesting. It's like they talk out of both ends of their mouths. First, it's not, you know, the federal government's job to lead on a global pandemic. Yet you hear the president himself attack Joe Biden about H1N1. So which is it? Pick a side. The other thing, too, is we had to fight the federal government for PPE. Governor Pritzker had to secretly charter a plane to get PPE because the federal government was not helping. They were actually confiscating PPE. You know, when you talk about where we stand, we're fighting for healthcare. They want to dismantle it. He was proud to talk about his new Supreme Court justice that he's about to appoint because they're going to dismantle Obamacare. You know, healthcare is a big issue for the Latino community. We've put more money as a state into healthcare. We also gave undocumented seniors the opportunity to be eligible for Medicaid because of this global pandemic. They love to talk about what they do, but again, you know, when the president himself calls us rapists and criminals, and there is such a distrust of government because of this president, the hypocrisy knows no bounds. And again, what I do as a Latino legislator, I'm out on the ground helping. I mean, I was bringing supplies to places who could not get them I was taking masks to grocery stores, and that's not just me. My colleagues were doing that. The fact that we had to scrounge to find things to help people during a global pandemic. I mean, we all want to open up the economy, but you know, if there was a federal response, some leadership and all like working together, this pandemic should not be a political issue. The president made it one when he kept saying, oh, you shouldn't wear a mask. You're weak for wearing a mask.
And I'm afraid we're going to have to, I'm afraid we're going to have to leave the conversation there. We are running out of time. I do want to thank Senator Christina Castro and Catalina Lauf, who is a Republican and former candidate for the 14th Congressional District in Illinois. Thank you so much for being with us today on the 21st and talking about the different ways Democrats and Republicans are trying to appeal to Latino voters. And that is all the time we have for today. Our program is produced by Anna Casey and Ryan Wild. Eunice Alpasan's our engagement producer. And our interns are Zainab Qureshi, Brielle Skullark, and Chantal Vaca. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick's our news director. Tomorrow we will be talking about, as I said earlier, Latino, Latina, Latinx, and some of the language that's evolving around that. The 21st is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey.